Have you ever been super embarrassed, disappointed with yourself for something you did and you couldn't face other people? It was really hard. And then you saw those people and you kind of shrugged away, turned to the side, but the last thing in the world you wanted to do was confront them. It just was too hard. Perhaps that's the story of Lot in our parsha. Lot makes the travel with Avram Avinu from Haran. Why? We're not sure. But one thing is for certain. He goes with Avram Avinu and he goes all the way down to Mitzrayim, and it seems as though he's a pretty upstanding member of the family until that point. But they go down to Egypt, and Sarai, his sister, is kidnapped. And when she's kidnapped and then is subsequently returned, Avram becomes very wealthy through Paro's generosity or bribe to pay him off to just leave and forget the incident. But so does Lot. And Lot does so well that when he leaves, we're told that there was way too much cattle for the two of them and they couldn't get along and they had to separate. And of course, it seems so un-Avraham-like. Why is he kicking Lot away? And maybe that's a conversation for a different time. But I just want to share with you one single point. After they separate, and Lot goes his way, and Avram goes his way, and Lot chooses to live in the lush gardens of Sodom and Gomorrah rather than living in the valley, the mountains, and the rocky areas of Harei Yehuda, which is where Avram says he's going to live, but interestingly, also for another time, he doesn't. He sticks around, not that far. But okay, what happens? Lot goes, Lot is captured. And then when Lot is captured, this is what happens, which is so fascinating. Avram goes and saves him. And Avram has a long dialogue with, you would think, Lot. But there's no conversation with Lot. It's just a conversation that he has with Melech Sodom. And after he returns everyone and everybody goes back home, including Lot, who returns to Sodom, once again, there's no conversation between the two of them. Why is that? It seems strange. You're talking about really close family members who spent a lot of time together. Why would it be that there's no conversation between the two of them? Perhaps suggested by Grummet, it's because Lot is having a really hard time facing the fact that he is embarrassed. He failed. He messed up all of those things. So he just kind of shirks away to the side in order to avoid Avram. I think perhaps what the Torah is teaching us is how to deal with confrontation in situations like that. Yes, people will mess up. That happens. But when you mess up, are you able to own it and be a part of it and recognize that, you know what, I messed up and I have to say and acknowledge that? Not by Lot. That is not Lot, what Lot does. Lot kind of says, I'm a little bit embarrassed. I don't really want to deal with it. Let me just leave Avram alone and hopefully he'll leave me alone. What a shame. Could you imagine how different the story of Lot would be if Lot had come to Avram and said, you know what? I think you were right. I think we could do this. I think we could get along. I'm sorry. It would have been probably a very different story for him. Sadly, that's not how it was. Have a good day.